Welcome to the History of the Caribbean audiobook. If you haven't already, we invite you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss a story. Today, we're honored to bring you From Trench Down to the World, The Rise of a Rebel Prophet. Get ready to immerse yourself in a powerful narrative that goes beyond music into legacy, resistance, and roots. Because here, our mission is simple: to keep our culture alive, one story at a time. They told him he'd be nothing. Just another barefoot ghetto youth from a broken home. But he sang anyway. And that voice, would rise from zinc shacks and dust to shake the world's foundations. Before the stadiums, before the global tours, before his face was on murals and his words quoted by presidents, Bob Marley was just a boy from Trenchtown. And in Trenchtown, boys didn't dream of stages. They dreamed of survival. Located in the heart of Kingston, Trenchtown was a place where poverty wasn't an idea. It was the air. Corrugated metal houses leaned against each other for balance. Rats ran beneath broken planks. And at night, the gunshots were louder than lullabies. Robert Nesta Marley was born in 1945 in the rural hills of Nine Mile, St. Anne. But it was in Trenchtown, after his father abandoned him and his mother took him to the city, that the fire inside him was truly lit. He didn't have wealth. He didn't have privilege. What he had was a sound. He listened to Curtis Mayfield, Fats Domino, and the early sounds of ska bouncing through the streets. He shared tiny hot rooms with 5, 6, 7 other youths, all of them with dreams but no roadmap. But Bob, he was different. He wrote, he listened, and he believed. He'd walk miles to practice. He spent days in makeshift studios, pushing out rhythms with nothing but scrap instruments and raw faith. And he found brothers in music, Peter Tosh, Bunny Wailer, the foundation of what would become the Wailers. They didn't wear suits. They didn't sing for charts. They sang for survival. Their lyrics weren't sweet. They were truth. Truth about poverty. Truth about oppression. Truth about the system trying to crush them. And truth, when it's set to melody, becomes a weapon far sharper than steel. Bob's early music was raw, full of pain and prophecy. Songs like Simmer Down weren't just catchy. They were reflections of a society cracking under the weight of inequality. And people listened. The island began to change. People started to gather when the Wailers played. Not just to dance, but to listen. Something was shifting. A new kind of messenger had arrived. And then came the rejection. Mainstream radio stations didn't want the message. Record execs didn't know what to do with his voice. Too raspy, too revolutionary, too real. But Bob didn't stop. He couldn't. In 1972, the Wailers got their first break, signing with Island Records in London. It was the beginning of the global journey. But it wasn't smooth. Even then, the world wasn't ready. White audiences wanted something safe. Marketable. Bob gave them the truth. He toured Europe, faced racism, exhaustion, and disrespect, but still he sang. And the more he sang, the more the world leaned in. People in Sweden, in Germany, in Japan, they didn't speak patois, but they understood the pain. Bob brought Trenchtown with him everywhere. Not just in his lyrics, but in his posture. His dreadlocks were defiant. His clothes were humble. His soul was unapologetically Jamaican. And in that defiance, he became a mirror. People saw their own struggles in his words. The poor. The broken. The unheard. And just like that, a barefoot youth from the slums of Kingston became a prophet for the planet. What made Marley rise wasn't luck. It was conviction. He didn't want to be a star. He wanted to be heard. He once said, "My life is only important if I can help plenty people." And that wasn't a quote, it was a mission. From government oppression in Jamaica, to apartheid in South Africa, to spiritual exile in Western society, Marley spoke against it all. And every time he did, he brought a little bit of Trenchtown with him. And that's the truth most people forget. Bob Marley never left Trenchtown. Not really. Because his rise wasn't just about going from the ghetto to greatness. It was about lifting Trenchtown with him, note by note, verse by verse, prayer by prayer. From the red dirt of Nine Mile to the neon lights of London, he never changed. He just grew louder. He became the kind of rebel the world couldn't ignore. The kind of voice that no radio could silence. The kind of presence that turned pain into prophecy and poverty into poetry. And that rise, from boy to messenger, from ghetto youth to rebel prophet, isn't just a story. It's a blueprint.